Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
What the fuck is up? Told y'all motherfuckers the shit was going down. It's your boy, Emax the Image, man. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. It's 9:01, actually. I told you it was going down, man. You know what I'm saying? For 4 years, we've been putting you on with the information that's pertinent to our survival. Once again, in my boredom, I have come up with something very interesting. All right. Now, tonight we're going to talk about some shit called Jade Helm 15. You know, I tried to put a lot of people on with that shit. Y'all motherfuckers just don't want to pay attention. I understand that, you know what I'm saying, the women out there shaking their titties in the cameras and niggas doing backflips off bikes and, you know, stuff like that. It seems like it's real cool and, you know, make you laugh and smile and everything. I know y'all missing Empire, but unfortunately, it's some other shit going on besides what's on the boob tube, and I swear y'all need to know that. You can call in tonight if you want to, 646-478-0944. We got Teresa here. We got Cheese with us, and we will be putting that shit out there like we supposed to, man. Before we get into the show, we're going to play a song that's pertinent to what's going on right now. 187 shots. Sheriff Kilroy.
Right black back. On black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Napoleon Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear, you don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beat?
Where's the motherfucking beat? 646-478-0944, y'all. It's your boy, Emmanuel, man. You know what it is. It's Hood Talk Radio. I told you it was going down, man. Y'all don't listen. I get your ass, motherfuckers. Y'all start watching some of the shit that's out there on the internet, man. Y'all have to. Y'all understand that we got a whole bunch of shit going on in this country, corporation, that a lot of people don't even, ain't even hip to it. If they ain't hip to it, they don't give a fuck. That's what we here for, man. 646-478-0944. Just press that one to talk, and don't do nothing to listen. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines right quick, man, before we get into this conversation. And we're going to bring 216-860. What it do?
Hey. What up? It's the God, the kid, man. You shot right on your
ass. What's happening?
I see you playing that gangster shit already, God damn.
Man.
I'm glad I called in early. I'm glad I called in early. I said, hey, y'all niggas back there chiefing too, man. You feel me?
I know y'all already got it, man.
Fucking around with Hood Talk Radio. Y'all niggas got 420 every day, don't y'all?
Oh, 420 every day.
Yeah,
but what's going on, man? What y'all got going on down
there? Man, you already know, man. You feel me? I'm pushing, man. You feel me? I'm laying back because I'm doing my movie and shit. I'm about to push out, you know what I'm saying? And I got the mixtape dropping and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm slowly but surely pushing out again with a big one for these niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know me, I play the keeps, man. When I drop something, I drop it hard, so, you know what I'm saying? Then I got this little feature with Yo Gotti coming out, so, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be crazy. It's about to be real crazy.
That's
I shoot to Atlanta again and fuck with them coke boys, you know what I'm saying? So, man, new life is basically me, man, you feel me? A big move, making ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm like chess,
yeah.
I'm knocking out all the big players, man.
But that's what you're supposed to.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm trying to be something on that E-Mac shit, man. I'm trying to waste my feature, man, but this nigga E-Mac be so busy, man. I'm like, man.
Well, I'm writing again, so right now I got some new shit, and we putting that shit down, like, super hard, man, so, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
I gotta get a feature for my nigga Al Porter, man, because my nigga Al Porter, man, this nigga stopping all these big-ass hits, man.
Yeah.
137, I need to get that remix, man. You know what I'm saying? That 137 shot remix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna have to call that man after I get off the radio station because I feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want that verse. I'm supposed to be on that song. I was in the front line with them guys. I want that song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I want it now like Chocolate Factory. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But yeah, I will be kicking with them boys on this Saturday, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a little red carpet mm-hmm. joint for the Hood Monopoly, red carpet movie thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them boys. Shout out to Poison Ivy, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the other cat is, but shout out to him too, you know what I'm saying?
That's
what's up. Shout out to the whole movie, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't no hating ass nigga. So just shout out to the whole movie, you feel me?
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? The whole movie joint, you feel me? You said I knew life will be on that joint. Acting ass on the red carpet, doing just what the fuck I do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Hood Tones Radio. You already know the hottest radio in Cleveland. I don't care who cares. Yeah. I don't care who mad. Right. You know what I'm saying? I like to make hit tracks, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, Eastside, I don't give a fuck anyway, you feel me? I clap at any nigga if they feel any type of way, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just me. I mean, I'm an asshole, basically. You know what I'm saying? If you can't recognize real shit, you don't need to be fucking with me. I'm just saying. I mean,
that's what it do.
I guess that's why a lot of niggas ran away, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Ran away and I kept it moving, you feel me? But shit. I'm just moving, man. That's all I'm going to do, man. I'm going to keep motherfucking moving, man. You feel me? That's what I do.
I'm like Nike, man.
I'm going to keep going, man. I'm like Nike, mm-hmm. man. They need to make an extra check for me, shit.
Hey, that's my slogan, damn it. I said it. I'm using that now.
You said what?
I'm like Nike commercial. I'm just doing it.
God damn it.
Oh man.
That's that old ass nigga Caesar Solid in the background. Mr. Caesar yeah, Solid. Mr. Caesar Solid.
Caesar
Solid. Extra ranch. Extra ranch. Extra salad. Extra I'm at that nigga next. I ain't heard from you in a while. And y'all want me some duplications.
Right.
Duplications.
Wait, no.
Man, I want a discount. I need a discount. Hey, Caesar Solid old Jay-Z. Caesar Solid old Jay-Z ass nigga. He'd come all damn leave and come back all and shit. We gonna fire that nigga, man. That nigga ain't gonna do nothing but come back out though. He gonna be a legend, an untold legend and shit. He gonna come out with Caesar Solid Part 2 and shit.
That's why I'm like the Nike commercial. I'm just doing it.
We're gonna come out with a sound clip next tape, man.
I got a new smoking song.
I got this mixtape coming out called Recital. It's shouting out all the rappers who love reciting their favorite verses and put it on every song with different beats and shit.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't gonna notice it. It's called Recital. Recital Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a song. Mm-hmm. Then I got a song on there called Sound Click Rappers. Yeah, it's about to be raw, son. It's called Sound Click Rappers. It's called Sound Click Rappers. Like, nigga, I'm gonna download a beat. On SoundClick. SoundClick rapper.
You're killing me, man. Motherfuckers be doing their whole CDs like that, man. I'm going to say this. I usually just say this on Friday.
but I'm going to say this on Wednesday night, man. Support your local producer. It's a million that makes some hot ass shit that's fucking them niggas up on the internet.
That's right.
But because they from the hood.
Bootlegs, baby. Get your bootlegs together.
Y'all won't even fuck with them. Y'all die.
You know what it's about, dog, when you rolled up in there and got them bootlegs and shit, boy. Ain't nobody got that hot shit like that.
Y'all paying them niggas from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Well, like I said, only had $12 for the bottle.
But look at this, man.
Talk to him.
We want everybody out there to understand something. This East Side right here, New Life Team Takeover.
New Life.
This boy is hungry. The boy do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better look out for him because he got some hot shit coming up.
He hungry like a little tiger.
I done seen it before.
Little tiger, man. Hey, motherfucker, I'm a lion. God damn it, I'm a Leo. My birthday in July, shit ass.
Caesar salad.
Yeah, I'm about to eat me some Caesar salad right now. I think you're talking shit, Caesar. Hey, I fucks with you, though, man. I fucks with you, man. I'm going to say it on the radio and shit. You feel me? This is Hood Plus Radio. You feel me? If niggas really trying to do something, you feel me? Really trying to fuck with some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Make their product look real good. Holla at my nigga Caesar Solid, man. I'm telling you, man. You would duplicate you, man. I'm telling you, man. Put your face on the seat. You feel me? I mean, like, for real, like, niggas. Niggas, like, I've seen a lot of niggas, like, you feel me? Because, you know what I'm saying? You know, we promote for the Anatomy Masters of the mic, you feel me? We throw free birthday parties and everything, you feel me? I've seen niggas come in that bitch, they spend $50 for the slide. Okay, I respect that. But you are still coming in this bitch with some money. Like, it's 2015, bro. I'm about to be 2016. If you a rapper and you still putting your CD out with motherfucking magic marker writing on your CD and shit, my nigga, that ain't cool, man. Like, for real, like, you got a raw-ass cover, but once people take your CD out that cover or that case, nigga, it's your magic marker. And then you look like you done wrote a two-year-old done wrote it, my nigga. Like, for real, like, my nigga, respect your craft, man. Respect your craft. Right. If you don't respect your craft, they don't respect you, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, for real, like, man, you got this bootleg-ass CD that's more than likely ain't going to work when I put it in the car CD player because it's either not the right CD for that CD player or, nigga, you just ain't downloaded the right way.
Right.
So 95% out of 100, all the CDs you done burnt ain't going to work. The other 5% probably work. You know what I'm saying?
That shit, they spend $1,000 for fucking 1,000 CDs. And then just go get their little sleeves printed up and put them inside of a damn $5, you know, you can buy 1,000 of them sleeves for $5 and slide it in one of them and be trying to sell it to a nigga for $10. You ain't got no words or nothing.
Exactly, man. Like, man, for real, I don't know. Like, I don't even know who I'm. Matter of fact, I said the worst thing I ever seen in my life last week. Like, a nigga gave me the CD with no cover. Had a magic marker on the CD, and it wasn't no face. All it had was a name on the CD, and I was like, "So who the fuck am I listening to?" like it said Young Something. It said Young Something on the CD, but then I look at the cover, and it ain't no face or nothing. I'm looking like, "Bro, so what the fuck am I supposed to be listening to?"
Right.
I just called the nigga blank CD fucker.
Shout out to my nigga Blake, man.
I hope he going very good, man. And you know what's fucked up, though? I ain't even mad at the nigga. Well, I'm mad at him because how he presented the situation, but you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The nigga CD was wrong. When I put it in, I'm like, oh, shit. But I don't know who I'm listening to. Till then, like, it's a raw-ass CD, but I don't know who the fuck I'm listening to. So, right. Like I said, you feel me? Shout out to my nigga Blank CD. You feel me? Like, I ain't being disrespectful. Right. You'll be a dumbass. You'll be a dumbass nigga to think I'm being disrespectful because I'm gonna just take you out. I'm gonna just end your whole career before it starts. But I'm just saying, you feel me? Shout out to my nigga Blank CD. You feel me? Like, man, you gonna put out some good ass crap for the Blank CD? You ain't trying to get out, get nowhere. You feel me? You ain't trying to get nowhere. You gonna put out some good ass crap for the Blank CD? That's like E-Mac hosting a mixtape and not put his name on
it.
That's like E-Mac putting out a mixtape he hosts without putting his name on it.
Right. Exactly.
But you hear E-Mac all through the CD, but you don't see his name on it. Like you just gave away free. You just gave away free business because you ain't put your name on the CD.
Yeah.
I'm making a point though, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, like niggas put out good ass products, but they don't got no. Like, I don't know who I'm listening to, basically. Like, damn. Like, I done made some crazy mistakes, but I don't think I ever did no shit like that. Like, damn. Like, my nigga, you know what I'm saying, like, damn. Sheesh.
Hey,
I
man.
Shit.
I'm gonna switch gears for a second. I gotta put some shit out there too. For all you motherfucking faggots, okay? I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck how you try to prove it. Y'all some nasty, disgusting-ass motherfuckers. And no, you will not get me to put my name on shit that says I will accept it. Now, I'm going to put this disclaimer out there. What I feel is not necessarily the feelings of Blog Talk Radio. But we ain't at Blog Talk Radio. We at Hood Talk Radio. And this is just an average from the motherfucking hood that's letting you faggots know.
Faggots.
You don't get down like that. What the fuck
no.
is you motherfuckers all over the TV for now?
Right.
You know, when we was growing up, the faggots hid they shit. Now all of a sudden these motherfuckers wearing pistachio colored bathing suits dancing around like they some motherfucking cheerleaders for a football team, snatching their wigs off looking like an ugly ass African tribe, shaking their asses like they was born a woman. You got a mental problem. Now I agree with Dr. Umar Johnson on that. You motherfuckers don't understand what you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? What you think your father love you because you was child. But I hope every last one of y'all ain't got no parents because you're shaming your family. You're shaming them.
Hey, E-Max.
Fucking faggots. What's up?
E-Max, man.
What's that?
Let's switch gears again, man. Let's since this hood talk, man, can I act a little bit more ass, man?
Beat it.
This for my weed smokers, man. How y'all feel about my nigga Waka Flocka, man? My nigga Waka Flocka going for president, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, man. I'm telling you, I was looking at that shit on World Star, man, and this nigga said, I have 5,000 votes and I ain't running for president. If I get president, I will legalize weed. I would take minimum wage up to $15 an hour. I'm like, oh, yep, I'm voting for you.
See,
I'm voting for you.
Let me tell you, that's why they shoot niggas.
Don't fall for the trap, man.
For a nigga like that.
What? That's the trap. The trap is, look, to get everybody under the influence. And then when you don't realize it, it happens. Next thing you know, motherfucker kicking in your door, talking about something, getting this motherfucking vehicle, and you going to this destination that you don't know where the fuck it is. And when you get there, you're going to be corralled just like a whole bunch of fucking animals and everything into one location. Once again,
well,
young
guess
man.
What, guys? Guess what, goddammit? Guess what, goddammit? Right. As long as it's weed, I'm going.
Listen.
Weed, I'm going.
Okay, well, what you going to do with the motherfucker? Kick your door in there ain't no more weed. And you gotta come with me. I wanna go with you. The motherfucker gonna say, well look, you gonna take about 50,000 of these motherfucking boats across the body real fast. And when you start turning
man,
to cardboard and falling to the ground. They just pick your ass up and just put you in the wagon. Now,
listen,
I want to switch
I'm
gears on this subject. Now, they already gave you an example of what the wagon going to feel like and what's going to happen to you when you get in it, because they just took one young individual, took you from the ground to the wagon, and all of a sudden he has spinal injury and he don't live no more. So when
check this out. I object, Your Honor. God damn it. Listen here. I'm from California, God damn it. If they kick in my door, I hope they can handle my little cousin, God damn it, because I got 450 friends that shoot a minute that will actually tell you niggas, I don't think I want to go through that nigga front door. I'm just putting it to you like
listen.
That.
You must not have been experiencing them impulse weapons and shit that they've been using. They got some shit that, boy, that will fucking vibrate your whole motherfucking house and make you feel like you gonna shit on yourself. You try to go through any type of weapons and shit, you be fucked up. I'm telling you, dog, whatever.
Listen here, man. Listen, Caesar Charlotte.
These already got a counter plan for you. They just want you to fall into the trap. Go ahead.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
All employers said we ain't hiring nobody to use marijuana. And then you see where the job market, where the minimum wage go up to $20 an hour for people who don't smoke marijuana.
But how y'all feel about that, though? You think the nigga gonna win? The nigga ain't gonna win.
You fall into the trap, next thing you know, I got a whole bunch of new motherfuckers that I can reroute into the poor run, and I got my middle class, and I got my rich people again. Bam! Just like that. I can do it in 10 years.
Ow. But the nigga dumbass was in the White House smoking a blunt, though. This nigga crazy. I'm like, oh, hell no. This nigga crazy. This nigga was in the White House rolling a blunt, bro. Like, literally. He rolled that bitch and smoked that bitch. I'm like, oh, this is my nigga.
Yeah,
like,
everybody
is saying
the same thing until the reality hit him.
Hey, man, you know what? You would be a nigga to fuck up the situation. Nigga, I'll listen here, man. I was enjoying that laugh. Goddamn, shut up, man. Preach a party.
I want you to enjoy your Buck Rogers run, yes. You can go to the next planet, but understand when you come back to planet Earth, all this shit is real down here.
That
this
shit
is what
death,
we're doing on Wednesday, baby.
That shit death. That shit ain't real. That shit death, nigga. That shit fucked up. That shit terrible. You come to planet Earth, you get shot 137 times, nigga.
You're right.
Damn it, yeah.
Planet, you get shot 137 times, nigga.
We have too much lawlessness. We like the Wild Wild West again. Everyone walking around carrying pistols and pistolers and attacking each other. They bump each other and they go out to the middle of the street and they put out their little pistols and shit and start bucking at each other. Only thing is missing is the fucking horse in the wagon.
Hey, no, you know, I'm going to get back on what that nigga E-Max is talking about, man, because I'm feeling what you're saying, Caesar, you know what I'm saying, but that nigga E-Max caught my motherfucking ear when he was talking about this shit, because I'm seeing this shit. I live on the west side. I'm seeing this shit, man. These niggas walking around here with long-ass dresses, motherfucking blonde hair, three or six earrings on their faces and shit.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like I don't know what's wrong with niggas. Like niggas, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I think, man. By 2016, we're gonna have a world full of bitches. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it ain't gonna ever happen. You know what happened, man?
Niggas got out of jail. Them hard ass thug ass niggas went to jail, got poked in the booty, and came out of another TV show.
Them salad tossers.
Motherfucker. Chippy
nasty some bitches.
We call them chippy toes.
Chippy toes.
Hey, man, we better quit, man. We better quit. They going to kick us off air, man. Chill out, man.
They going to kick us off. I already gave up my disclaimer. Our conversation ain't got nothing to do with Blood Talk Radio. If there's anything that you hear that you don't like,
or you want to make a comment on it, or you want to join into the conversation, just dial 646-478-0944, and you can talk to me directly. All right?
Or me directly.
Blog Talk Radio ain't going to do nothing but direct you to E. Max Davis. All right? And then you, my friend, can say what the fuck you want to say to me.
It's Hood Talk Radio, goddammit. This nigga
you know, still all y'all Bible thumpers, you know, y'all motherfuckers need to be ashamed of y'allself because y'all let them motherfuckers convince y'all that the Bible don't say nothing about that shit. Oh, that was the Old Testament. Jesus used the word all. That's why Usher made that song. The devil is a lie.
He gonna die tomorrow.
Their mother girls can't compete with mine. So you know what he's saying, right?
No.
I think that she a winner. Possibly a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
This shit about to be crazy, though, man. What y'all think about that, though, man? What's wrong with these niggas and these dresses and these earrings and shit, man? What's wrong with these guys, man?
I just watched a documentary, man. It's called The Effeminization of the Black Male. All right?
You sure it was the black female? Maybe?
Yeah, see, this one thing that they promoting homosexuality is supposed to help promote the depopulation agenda without killing no motherfuckers. Two men can't make a baby, neither can two women. So they looking at it like, okay, as long as we promote these motherfuckers being happily together, we ain't gotta worry about nobody having no more kids. Thus,
keeping the population
keeping
down.
The population down.
So
the problem is, sometimes when faggot ass niggas wake up out of their drunk stupor and they fuck a girl and get her pregnant, and then turn around and the baby be born like, where my daddy? And then mama say his daddy dead. And then he grow up and see his daddy dancing in his thong on TV and be like, hey,
my daddy not dead.
That's my daddy. It's my daddy.
My dad right there. Ain't that a bitch?
I remember that. I remember
Instagram
that tattoo.
At 13 with guns and smoking weed and shit because their friends keep laughing at them because they daddy a faggot on a TV show.
Right.
You know what I mean? How many white
people? Like,
it's about two shows on TV where them hunkies get outrageous with their gay shit. And they don't even get outrageous. They let you know they faggots. But they ain't in the middle of the street with their asses hanging out dancing to a damn Lil Wayne song. Like everybody want to look
baby
at a man shake his ass. That ain't nothing good. The fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I can't stand to see no man walking around shaking his ass like another man looking at him. You know what I'm saying? I think I worked with a motherfucking faggot. And I had to fucking check myself because I told that nigga, hey, man, I'm a motherfucking dude. I said, you can't like me. Then I said, oh, man, wait a minute. I saw these motherfucking bitches around here and you keep sliding up next to me, motherfucker? Then I said, hold it. That's right. Faggots don't like girls. They like niggas. Y'all some backward twisted up motherfuckers.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Hey, E-Max.
The only thing I can
E-Max,
say about a faggot is he got to be a motherfucking alien, man. Because God didn't make you to take it in the ass. He made shit to go out.
I ain't fucking with y'all, man. I quit.
It hurts sometimes to take a shit. How the fuck is a nigga sitting on a nigga pole?
y'all wrong, man. Y'all wrong. Michael did it.
No, ain't nobody wrong, man.
The rest of the world better wake up.
It's my opinion. Remember that Ponto Bonton song? My name is Ponto Bonton, and this is my opinion. All right? Fuck them.
Damn, you need to teach how to say, man. They using too much all the time, man.
Nah, I ain't doing that shit. These motherfuckers that want to keep on using auto-tune, and you hear them talk, They smoke so much Kush and pop so many pills, they vocal cords is out. That's why they use auto-tune. Sucking up their throat. Mystical started that shit. Ruin the throat with me. Mystical.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So what's up, E-Max, man? I'm coming through next week, man. So we, you know what I'm saying, we can get this music together, man. I want my track done, man. Future E-Max, man. So I can show these niggas some real music, man.
At the spot, yeah, man. I ain't doing no vocal shit. I'm doing the music, though. So,
man, come on, man. You bullshit, man. All right, man. I need one vocal, man. Quit playing, man.
I need to start walking back and forth on the floor when I start singing. And my microphones are, you know.
Because they like that shit, man. Damn.
Come on, man. I don't give a fuck about what they like when I'm recording it. Let them like it when I'm finished. Shut the fuck up while I'm recording.
Right. You don't say young thug shit, man.
I know somebody that be recording at home. When that motherfucker recording, shut the fuck up. Don't be walking across.
You don't say young thug shit, man.
Don't be calling me talking about telephone. Shut the fuck up.
Be fuck up.
Till I'm done. You know, that's why they got them doors with locks on them. They had a little red light flashing when somebody in the booth. And motherfuckers be acting stupid. I'm finna go to the store. All right, baby, I'm about to run down the street. Show the fuck what?
Go.
I'm recording. We done lost the mood and threw the motherfucking program off.
Yeah, hey, how many of you like fuckers?
With them three ladies cutting bushes with scissors. You know, one lady cutting her bush and threw her heart. That's a cool ass commercial.
Hydro. Smooth. It's the smooth cut.
Hey, listen, y'all. I want to tell y'all something out here on some serious shit. You know what I mean? For real. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't like the faggots. I'm sorry. I stand on my ground on that. All right? So, I mean, if you gay and you feel like you got something you want to say, you want to prove yourself, dial the radio station. I'll let you have your due. But you ain't going to change my mind. Sorry. Sit. Well, I can't tell you to sit on a dick because you'll do it anyway. Lick some coochie.
Right.
Bang it, motherfucker. Kiss a coochie. Now,
Kiss a coochie.
All right, E-Max, man, you better chill out, man. You know you live on this hood talk, nigga. Man, listen though. You know where you live at, right?
Man, this show's been on the air for 4 years. I ain't changed nothing. If you listen to a show that's 4 years old, you will hear me say faggot in one of the episodes. You will hear me say Blog Talk ain't got nothing to do with what I say, what I feel. It is my opinion. If you don't like it, when you call Blog Talk, they ain't going to do nothing but tell you, talk to E-Max. So the number is 646-478-0944. Press 1 if you want to talk.
Oh. All
right. Check it out. Like I was saying, y'all need to check this shit out for real. I've been putting out Jade Him 15. All right, here's another one. Jade Him 15. JadeHelm. All
right. Put your bloods down. Get your pens out.
Jade Him 15. Let me see who the fuck this shit is calling.
I want to see my blood
good
in my hand.
We're on a live radio. Who's this? Hey, what's up, Levi? 6:30, that's kind of early there, Joe. All right. Okay. Okay. See, that's what happens when you got kids. They don't give a fuck about you being on your radio show. But on that thing, I love, man. Check it out, though. Check it out, though. All bullshit aside. We done had our fun. We done expressed our opinions on how we feel about the homosexual communication. All right. Fuck y'all. Now, on some shit that's going to help or hurt your fucking life. If y'all know somebody in California, Nevada, Texas, Arizona.
Kelly!
Listen before you get to screaming and holler. Call them and check on them. All right? Because the military has been conducting an exercise called Jade Helm 15. All right? And they started in Florida. It's including Louisiana. It's including Alabama, Mississippi, parts of Oklahoma. Like I said, Arizona, California, Nevada,
a little bit
parts of Utah. These motherfuckers have brought in foreign troops, okay, and they done gathered up at least 80,000 motherfucking American troops, foreign troops, and all these other motherfuckers who we've been stumping on the past 20 years. Now they want to train them on how to round up the civilian population just in case of a civil war. All right? So they ain't making our troops round us up. They went overseas now.
That's against the law.
Yeah, you would think, but see, hold on. Let me tell you. The UN.
Caesar solid.
The UN is in charge of this operation.
That's
like the Ohio State troopers telling Clinton police to stand down.
Stand down.
Stand down, so damn it. Stand down.
The UN has made a deal with the law enforcement agencies from at least 12 states across the Southwest to the Midwest to the Southeast, including Florida. And they are conducting raids in the middle of the night. Okay, it's supposed to be a drill, but, you know, people and skeptics been, you know, speaking out against the shit. And regardless of what's going on, man, they only talk to the authorities, meaning the police, the governor, the mayors of the cities that they're going to be in. They done set up houses. They done hired other people who claim to be, you know, civilians, you know, part of the little program and shit. But, you know, they supposed to even have blanks and everything. And if you think the shit is a fucking joke, there has been a lot of videos from down south. The motherfuckers in Georgia like, hey, man, what the fuck is this, man? Look at this shit here, man. All these goddamn things, man. Where the fuck? What they doing out here, man? You know what I'm saying, dude? What the fuck is this? All that shit. Okay? These motherfuckers, man, have moved all of this military equipment in with UN logos all over them. It's all over the internet. All you got to do is check that shit out. Well, it used to be called Rex 84. Then it moved and it was morphed into Agenda 21. Now they call it Jade Helm 15. You ain't got to listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Look that shit up. Google it. CNN it. Fox News it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing the Cavs ain't playing tonight because you just might do that shit. You know what I mean? But what y'all need to do is just pay a little bit of attention to what motherfuckers is trying to tell you. You know what I mean? We have the privilege of being able to broadcast some shit out here to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that you can check the shit out. It's not just, you know, a motherfucker on the radio because he like hearing his own voice. I'm reading this shit. I'm watching this shit. So I'm like, well, damn. I can't wait to get on the show so I can talk about this shit. So whether you listen to it or not, the shit is out there. You know what I mean? It ain't just me talking about. I'm probably motherfucking late with this, but hey, better late than never, motherfucker. You know, that's like a motherfucker having a number, and everybody in his family play numbers, and he got a number that the angels came and gave to him, but he won't share it. The angel didn't tell him not to share it. I'm going to put $20 on this number, and you hit it for $50,000, and you don't get nobody no woman, no money, because you got a woman? I got a friend that went through that shit. Motherfucking husband. Hit the number for $150,000. $50,000 5 days straight. I'm talking about 3 days straight. You know what I'm saying? $20, $30 on the same number. And triples and doubles and pick fold and all that other shit the way the lottery goes. But the motherfucker hit the number 5 days in a row. $150,000. You know who he took care of? Nobody. Didn't take care of nobody. And everybody kept saying, damn, you supposed to be his best friend. He ain't break you off nothing? No. Didn't break a nigga off nothing. So, what y'all need to understand is that we have put ourselves in positions, man, to be targets. And speaking of targets, did you motherfuckers know that at the police practice range, all the targets is black? The lions are black. The target is black. It ain't no arms and no body. It's a head and a torso. So that's where they shooting. All right. Y'all look that shit up too. So what y'all need to do is check out Jade Helm 15. JADEHELM and the number 15. There's a whole lot of shit that's going on out there, man. Y'all motherfuckers need to just pay the fuck attention. Alright? It's your boy E-Max the Image Man. It's 9:47. We got like 41 minutes left to go on the show. You know what I'm saying? I like to send a shout out to everybody out there online listening. We appreciate that love. Thanks for the East Side calling in and chopping it up with us, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a cool little move, man. We're going to send a shout out to Joe Legacy and OPN, Al Porter Jr. as well. You know what I'm saying? What's up with Ja? All right, this is your boy E-Max the Image, and we'll be right back.
Each and every week. Y'all, each and every week, you know what it is.
Each and every week,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends. Yeah.
Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah. Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks,
hey,
people always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Maybe I got it on the phone.
Yeah.
And every week.
Hey.
All you gotta do is call me. Call me,
yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind,
yeah.
Each and every week,
hey.
Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box,
Good
Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line. Call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week,
here we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah.
Each and your track,
Good Tunes Radio,
all you play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby.
Every week,
Cleveland.
Yes, 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 yes. That's a beautiful thing, man. I just want to say once again, y'all, that, you know, Blog Talk Radio don't got nothing to do with my views and my opinions. And nothing that got anything to do with what we talk about on the show. If you don't like it, too fucking bad. Don't listen. But for those, you know what I'm saying, that like listening to the show, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I get into my emotional state and I express myself. Now, it's a thing called rules, ladies and gentlemen. And it wouldn't be called ladies and gentlemen if that's what the genre is supposed to be. If it was meant to be ladies and gentlemen and, you know, faggots, then you would say something else. <Pretty much. laughs> Ladies and sisters. But let me get off y'all ass, because one of y'all motherfuckers might want to buy my CD or a million of them. Let you know I ain't going to perform for you. But you can buy all my CDs that you want. I appreciate that love. Don't need you winking at me, motherfucker. Shit, I got the same thing you got. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I don't get it. But what y'all need to pay attention to is Jade Him 15, man. Get that shit. If you got people down south, call and check on them. That's all I'm saying. Google it. Get some information on it. I put the shit out there to a person that I know that lives there, and it was almost as if they didn't know what I was talking about. It's almost like the Ebola thing, you know what I'm saying? Over here, they said Ebola was from, you know, Nairobi and Nigeria and different places in Africa. But when they went over there to talk to them people, them motherfuckers like, if you find Ebola, tell them to come here.
They were walking around carrying monkeys and shit.
They was eating monkeys. Right there. Goddamn Ebola over here. But it's worth checking it out, man. It's worth checking it out. It's a lot of mysterious activity going on in our country. That's true. There is a lot of fear mongers. There's a whole bunch of motherfucking liars that's just putting shit out here just to stir up motherfucking trust. But just like, you know, the blue skies and the warm weather, we got cold days and snow. You know about that, don't you? All right, then. Well, there ain't nothing wrong. We're learning about some shit that just might be true. How do you know if it is, if it ain't, if you don't check it out for yourself? Some shit you just got to say, yeah, I heard about that. I'm going to do some checking for myself, for my own opinion. You know, that's not illegal yet. You know, Eddie Griffin told us they can't lock us up for thinking. Not yet. So think, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got to say something about these motherfucking kids running around here carrying pistols, play fake, look real. You know, a kid really don't want to play with no fake-looking gun. So these dumbass parents go out and buy them a real-looking gun. You know, when a little boy is 3 years old and he crying and he want a gun and you buy him one, every time he want a gun, when he grow up, he going to get so used to holding it and pointing it at people and twisting it around on his motherfucking fingers and shit, acting tough, hiding it under his shirt, that when he get older, he going to do the same motherfucking thing. And I got a question. You got a son out there, and this motherfucker walking the street. He's 15, 14, 13. And this nigga, it's midnight black outside, and he walking around, and the police catch up with him, and he got a gun on him. What are you going to say? How can you, as a parent, say, oh, I'm ashamed of my son? If that motherfucker get caught with a gun, hey, I told you, dumbass. You know what I'm saying? You don't care. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to beat the shit out your motherfucking son something that, you know, get it. Risk going to motherfucking jail raising your motherfucking children. You see, it's funny. On one hand, they tell you, you don't own that motherfucker. But you are responsible for him, though. You know what I mean? My mom got to pay a $100 ticket because my chewing-ass nephew decided he wanted to walk out of school on one of the worst days of the week. It was a motherfucking truancy. What do they call them motherfuckers when they just blow down on the school? Like, blown. It was a truancy hit. So they just stormed the school, making sure everybody was in class. And all them niggas that was hanging around was just caught. Yeah. So even though this motherfucker had to pass and leave school, my mother still got charged with his truancy. You know what I mean? It's the motherfucking... It ain't just the kids, because if it was a motherfucking punishment waiting for you, if you understood that, man, I can't get no motherfucking trouble when I get home, my mother's going to beat the shit out of me. See, we in a turn-up session now. See, gone is the crackheads. We got the kush heads and the pill poppers.
Right.
And the lean drinkers. You know, they fucking all damn day and night making babies.
Oh, let's shit. Not forget about the homosexuals.
No, nah, them fucking homosexuals ain't making no babies.
No, they ain't making no babies, but they invading.
No, that's just the propaganda, man.
Right.
They're gonna be the first ones locked up in FEMA camps. But they're gonna be the ones that's running every goddamn thing, just like they run in prison. You go to jail and get into a fight with a faggot, you go into the hole. Literally. We're going to bring Eastside back in on this conversation. But for real, though, man, you got to see what part of the world that you want to be in, man, and focus on that. You want to be an asshole, like I told my son, man. You want to be an asshole, dude? Wait until you turn 21. Because I'm responsible for you until you turn 21. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't drink till you're 25, now, so it ain't too much fun.
No, I'm saying most kids grow up to be assholes and shit after they move out of their parents' house or after they turn 18. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I was an asshole early.
18 years old.
But then your mom and your father say something to you, and the first thing you want to do is talk shit and storm out like, if they lock the door, you got somewhere to go.
Right.
No, you don't.
The streets are calling.
Yeah, I'll catch you on the news. I hate to be the one to bury you, but if that's what I got to do, not to worry about you no more, son or daughter, you know, I'm going to cry, but I'm going to get
up. That nigga said it was cold outside.
It is cold.
I know.
I got my fucking hoodie. And a Scully on. I threw my gloves in the back of the van, man. I got to go dig them bitches out. It's cold. Just because it ain't no snow on the ground don't mean... Y'all motherfuckers need to turn that heart machine off.
Fucking with the weather.
Y'all fucking with the weather. Turn that bitch off. Shit.
I seen a lot of dumb niggas with no coat on today too.
Man, they didn't watch the news. It's going down to freezing tonight. 32-33. That's the hood news weather. And now the sports. What the fuck y'all think the Cavs gonna do, man?
What's the
matter? They gotta do it. They gotta take it all away.
Man. They gotta go away. Yeah, they gotta a little thing going on now to see. They're like, well, Boston is going to, you know, win at least one. But it's clearly obvious that they're not good enough for the Cavs yet. So, we don't know, man. Okay, they paid a lot of money to keep playing this faggot-ass commercial. That's enough.
Hey, I know who is gonna win. New Life Against the World, nigga. We gonna win, nigga.
That's right.
We gonna win. New life against the world, baby. We do this. I ain't stop. I want to make a nigga. I want to make at least 200 niggas mad before the summer over with.
Man, fuck all that making niggas mad. You know what? I'm going to tell you something like I told Joe Legacy. If you put as much energy into perfecting your shit for yourself than you do, you know, trying to make other motherfuckers mad or other motherfuckers happy, your shit would be so raw. You have
raw.
More niggas mad and more niggas happy than you ever thought you could.
There you go.
It's the same thing.
I mean, I'm saying. It's E-Max.
Walk
on,
down.
I'm saying.
Walk
all you got
to do is get E-Max. Walk down and fuck a mall.
Mall.
All.
All.
Walk down. Fuck them all. Run down. Scare most of them away. All right? See, a cool-headed motherfucker can walk up and play the knockout game. And when you got a bunch of dumb motherfuckers jumping in circles, hooping and hollering, it's going to make you turn around and pay attention to what they're doing. So you might just get a chance. You might just get the opportunity to thwart off any type of dumb shit they want to bring to you. But
don't
let your position be known. Call yourself a sniper.
God damn it. Damn it. Shit. Caesar Solid. Nigga. Extra ranch. Croutons. Tomatoes. Cucumbers.
No, but for real though. Hey, man. Stop being a problem.
E-Max, what you over there smoking, man? You over there smoking, man. I know you smoking something, man.
Make
I know
you
over there smoking, E-Max.
Thing, dog.
This nigga's stupid, man.
You got some of that, right, that shit right there, nigga.
y'all smoking
out the way, shit. I want some. That shit right there. Hey, if y'all want to know weather and traffic information, turn on channel 23. That's the best I can do. Yeah, all right. Hey, for real though. Is the Cavs playing tonight?
I don't know.
I think they playing tomorrow. In Boston.
I think they go to Boston tomorrow.
Now, I don't know if a lot of y'all motherfuckers, I don't watch TV, but I watch enough to know that if you're interested in watching the Cavs game tomorrow night with all the white folks and the faggots and all the other people that's, you know, waiting on you to get turned up and go in your pockets, you know what I mean, just to have a good time now. They are offering free seats at the queue. They're going to show the game on the big Jumbotron. All right, so you can go down there and spend all your money down there getting drunk and everything, pretending like the Cavs is in the building.
Man, I ain't never about to do that.
It's for
I ain't
free.
Never about to do that, nigga.
Pay for parking. Now, they didn't say parking was free. They didn't say the beer and the food was free.
That's free.
But
it's
you, know, you can
free.
Get the dough for free.
You come here for free.
Yeah.
So you can sit on that cold ass seat. That's wrong.
But that's why it's cold today, because they want to see how many dumbass motherfuckers gonna go out there and do it.
So you can sit your ass on that cold ass seat, be cold as fuck, watching the Cavs while they warm as fuck. Because they going to be
Boston,
warm wherever they playing at.
They
going
to be warm in Boston. Now, I don't know about that. But you going to be at the Cube.
You be warm. You just got to pay for everything.
Man, you know what? I will go to a bar that got cable and say, bartender!
You going to mess me one more time? Hello,
man.
Hey, y'all.
You know
guess
what?
Guess what, y'all?
Me, I know.
Oh, okay.
You high?
All right. Hell yeah, man.
His ass is going in.
Man, what, man? Listen here, man. I lived that life, man. I lived that life.
You crazy, man.
What was that noise, y'all? Log Talk don't like it.
What you
I
mean?
I heard some crazy stuff. Heard some crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
Log Talk.
Sounded crazy. Heard some.
Yeah, I just opened up a new page, man. That's all.
Oh, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. I thought, oh, damn.
I opened up another page.
I was trying to bring them in.
The faggot patrol. Al Porter song
yeah,
say, don't blame me, blame the boogie.
So you want to blame me?
You're Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, St. Moore Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Six 646-780-9-44.
That nigga
told
Al Porter, wow.
Yeah.
Don't that nigga
blame
Al Porter.
It on me.
I should have told his ass, don't blame it on the alcohol, right?
But you know, he don't even use that word no more, man. You know
don't blame
saying?
It on
so,
the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's some of that
but y'all know what's up, man. The shit is for real, though, man. This shit is for real, man. Y'all gotta check this shit out. Y'all also have to check out Common Core. If you don't know what that is, Google it. You know what I'm saying? It's about the new curriculum that they pushing on our kids, and they damn near making it mandatory. But it's an experiment. It's an educational experiment, man. They're trying to see what kind of effects it can have on the black psyche. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to mask the white supremacy from the kids, man. They even want to take the story of slavery and its effect on people out of books. So, y'all got to check that shit out. Talk to your motherfucking congressman, man. Talk to your senators. Talk to your councilmen. The motherfuckers don't give a fuck. But if you come with a check in your hand, they just might listen to you.
To check, baby.
You take that check.
We don't live in, I keep telling motherfuckers, we do not live in a democracy anymore. It is not what the rules say. It ain't what the mob say. It's what the law say. And so
it's
now you got to
get
your motherfucking. If you ain't cutting no checks to the motherfuckers that got the mouthpiece right now, you ain't doing nothing but making noise. You don't have a voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a shame. It's a shame that it's like that. Like the old saying goes, sad but it's true. Hello.
Hey,
Warriors.
Hey, Colin, Young Cheesy.
In here with your boy.
Bitch.
Wrestling alligators. Putting rubber rims on trucks to work the washing machine.
Walking down that railroad. Walking down that railroad.
Yesterday. And a black man was on TV.
Hey.
He said, son, I know you hate me. And it seemed like he was talking to me. So I ran for the mountains. I got my shotgun. When I woke up out of my sleep, I shot my first son. Watch out, you rich white motherfuckers. You might wake up out your sleep and kill your own kids because you see them at night and you think you're a black man running through your house. Turn the lights on, motherfucker. Turn the lights on.
Higbone.
Shout out loud. Who the fuck is black?
Caesar Solid.
Don't just start pulling the trigger.
Blame
you know
Caesar
what I mean?
Solid.
And you know what, man? I'm glad I said that shit, man. That's what's up, B. Look, what the fuck? Okay, all over the fucking news, right? When the police run up on some white dude that want to act like an asshole, don't they show all kind of restraint?
Mm-hmm.
But a nigga could be running away from a nigga on shoot. Bop!
Yeah.
So he ran, and so he resisted.
Yeah.
We just saw a video on TV the other day. A motherfucker was walking toward the cop with his hand in his pocket like, shoot, bitch. Shoot me, motherfucker. Chasing the cop down. The cop fell on the ground and everything. Now, don't you think, had that been an African-American motherfucker, they called us, before he hit the ground.
He would have got shot like 20 times.
I will shoot.
He would have got popped.
What cop backpedaled? From a black man. You know? What y'all need to do is go back and study the old civil rights movements. Go back and watch some of the videos where they were spraying us with motherfucking hoses. Not just garden hoses. Hoses from the fire truck. That shit will fuck you up. Okay? They were spraying us. It was a motherfucking black man whose land was given to him by his master. And I put that in quotations before he died. Yeah. But after all the shit went down, some white folks moved next door. And they encroached on his land by like 2 or 3 feet. So he took their ass to court. And even though he won, don't you know the judge, off the record, said to this motherfucker, do not let it go to your head that you won this case. You just proved your point. But in order for you to understand who you are, where you are in this country, there is no right that a black man has that a white man must respect. Y'all motherfuckers better learn that shit. Y'all better get an understanding
of
this shit. And you will see why
this shit.
All this dumbass shit is going down. You know, we got a lot of laws on the books that ain't been changed since 1900. And some of them 1800. You know why? Because they fit the fucking agenda. You know what I mean? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Where the fuck you think that shit come from? Why do you think they're killing all these niggas? Because if go back, you smart-ass motherfuckers, study the original gun law. Black folks was free, but they couldn't have motherfucking guns. And when you ask them why, please, we can't have niggas running around here with guns. They might want to pay us back for slavery. And that's exactly why the motherfuckers give you such a hard time now. They afraid of you. You know what I mean? They want you to say 1 + 1 = 2.0.
1 + 1 = 5.
Oh, they ain't got that far yet. They want you to understand that 1 + 1 = 2.0.
What about 5?
And they don't want you to know. No. No. One plus one is five when you're speaking in units. You know? But when you're speaking in numbers, whole numbers, not whole numbers, but whole numbers, 1 + 1 = 2.0. That's some bullshit. Because I don't know where that point zero come up when I'm holding two fingers. They don't even know the kid. Seriously, man. I had to talk with my daughter's teacher because I teach my kids to count on their hands until they can figure it out in their head. And the teacher sent a note home like I was in the motherfucking wrong. And so I went and I visited her. I said, how the fuck did you learn how to count, bitch? With your hands. So don't tell my motherfucking daughter she can't use what God gave her
hands.
Because your motherfucking
Was she white or black?
Damn. Black. Black.
Damn.
And she want to get my fucking daughter in trouble because I teach her to count to 10 with her fucking fingers. How many fingers you got up? 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 10, goddammit. Fuck what them teachers say. Teach your kids what they need to know. Do not leave that responsibility up to these educators, but that's why these motherfuckers is going down the tubes right now. Niggas can't wait to get out of school so they can go get motherfucking high, because weed is so good right now. Hey, we got Kush. Everybody can smoke weed. Everybody couldn't smoke crack. It was destroying them. What the fuck you think the motherfucking dope of the day is doing? Shit, last summer everybody was popping heroin. X. You know what I'm saying? Now these motherfuckers sniffing perks. Smoking e-cigarettes. The fuck?
Hell no.
Wearing their pants down on their gut. Hey, man, what's up with these pink tennis shoes? On dudes. You know, when we was little, when you wore a pink shirt, you got somebody pregnant, and y'all might be having a girl. You know, huh? Nowadays? Yeah, I don't know. Grandma says you might be a sissy. Because men didn't wear pink shoes when she was growing up.
Hey, Connie, you're cute.
I wouldn't buy my son no motherfucking pink shoes, and if he came home with some of them, I'd ask him where the fuck he got them from and told him to take them back.
Hey.
Matter of fact, give them to me. I'll take them back. Fuck
hey,
that.
Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with one of pink shoes. Nigga, I got some pink gators. Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with.
You got a purple shirt, too?
Hell no.
What the hell you got pink shoes for? You going to a wedding?
Oh, nigga. No, nigga, I ain't going to no wedding.
East Side is a new life review.
I also got a sexy ass wife, so nigga, goddamn it, I can wear any color type of shoe I want to. Goddamn
okay, well, I'm happy that you got a sexy ass wife. We ain't talking about her. We talking about you and them goddamn. What you say they were, Pink?
Pink Davis, nigga, they $200 shoes, nigga.
Man, them bitches can cost $50. I wouldn't buy no pink shoes.
You know what? Since you want to talk shit about, since you want to talk shit about my shoes, I'm gonna come to your house in the studio session with my shoes on.
I ain't gonna let you in. I got neighbors, nigga. You better be jumping out of the car like.
I'm gonna come over there dressing like Suave did.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna bring up the camera.
They're gonna have your eyes on camera. Fox 8 News. Somebody to snap the shoes off your feet. You heard about them 257-year-old motherfuckers out of East Cleveland robbing niggas at the bus stop, right? Well, they in jail now. But how long you think the motherfuckers was doing that shit? One was 56 and one was 57. And they was caught on about four different RTA bus stop cameras, just strong-arming niggas. Some niggas ran away. They ran after motherfuckers beating them up. You know what I'm saying? But they got caught. This little fat-ass motherfucker, the white little dude, they knew he couldn't run. So they targeted him at the motherfucking bus stop in East Cleveland. And as soon as they ran off with his shit, beat him up, he hit the little emergency button in the bus stop on the helpline and called the motherfucking RTA police. And they caught the motherfuckers. You know?
Hold on, son. Some grown-ass niggas been robbing niggas.
57 and 56. One motherfucker was an old nigga with dreads, and the other one was just some crackhead-looking motherfucker. But they've been robbing niggas, man.
Why you just ain't say 56 and 57? Why you had to say 57 and 56? I'm saying.
Look, man.
Why you gotta be all difficult and shit, man?
All right, man. That's like a 13-year-old shooting a 14-year-old motherfucker. Who you gonna say first? Well, the 14 got killed by the 13. No. The 57-year-old motherfucker was following the 56-year-old motherfucker. Robbing niggas.
So like father, like son looking at you.
Man, them motherfuckers, me and my brother. On some bullshit.
On some Birdman and Lil Wayne type shit, me and my daddy.
Man, you know, could have been. Shit, them motherfucking crackheads would fuck anybody for some dope. Shit, even they friends. Like, come on, nigga, we gotta get on for this shit, nigga.
Hell yeah, nigga, this shit good.
That's a terrible thing, but hey, man, that's that monster. And you would think in 2015, with all the other shit that motherfuckers used to get high, and crack would have been played out by now. You know, look at the neighborhoods, man. Motherfuckers done lost their shops, you know, working on cars for dope now, and they stores, you know what I'm saying, stealing and boosting and shit to get high, doing hair and cutting hair to get high. You know, they ain't trying to put no money back into their motherfucking beauty shops and they braid shops and they car shops, all the shit that we need in the hood. Everybody want to work at the welfare building. Cut niggas off. You know what I mean? They want to work for the city. Put a ticket on your dope. Because you ain't put your trash in the blue can. They want to be
the blue police.
So they ain't going to go to jail for the dumb shit. You know what I mean? You know, the masters, he taught the niggas how to, you know, go after the slaves. And you notice how these white motherfuckers is on trial right now and been charged with murder and manslaughter. for killing niggas and shit, but they ain't stopped. It ain't stopped.
Speaking of that though, real quick, though, some real shit, man. Like, they get away with a lot of shit though, man.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? My people hit me out. I don't know if y'all hip to it, but my people hit me on to this one spot, like, out of town and shit, man. Like, they be murking niggas, man. Like, you can't go out there. You can't be black and go out there, man. It's this spot called Lynchburg or some shit. Lynchburg, Ohio or some shit. I'm like, they be murking niggas, man. They be beating the shit out of niggas, man. You come out there, man. Nigga, you can't even go to a McDonald's out there, nigga, because they going to give your ass a double clip with extra cheese, nigga.
Exactly.
They go dog your ass, nigga. You came to my motherfucking McDonald's, nigga. You black, nigga. Do you know that, nigga? Do
right.
you know your skin is extra darker than mine, nigga? That shit called Lynchburg, though, man. I don't know if y'all hip to that shit, but that shit crazy. I'm like, damn. That nigga say him and his. My nigga say they went out there. Him and his brother got robbed. Nigga, they had to take a taxi all the way back to Cleveland. I'm gonna say like, damn.
Then it's fucked up
because they, you know what I'm saying, the taxi ain't even come and get them out there. They had to walk all the way to the freeway because the taxi driver said he ain't about to come all the way through Lynchburg. So they had to walk all the way to the freeway.
Well, they made it. Nigga,
yeah, he said, my nigga, I ain't coming. He like, I ain't coming to Lynchburg. Fuck that. I'll have to come to the freeway. He said, you'll have to come to the freeway. I'm like, damn. Them niggas, I'm talking about them niggas. You can't even get locked up out there because they ain't going to even take you to jail. They're going to beat your ass and leave you somewhere.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's a hell of a name, though, for a city, but I suppose
yeah,
they got them.
Man, Google that shit, bro. It's called Lynchburg, man. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
You would never know
that shit was in Ohio, bro. It's called Lynchburg, Ohio, bro. I'm telling you. You're like, what the fuck? Like, bro,
like
it was really... Like, bro, Lynchburg, Ohio, they will fuck you. I mean, I'm telling you, man, no. Hell no. Once I heard my nigga got, man, talking about you. For real? Can you imagine getting your ass robbed and beat and then have to walk to the freeway without your car, without nothing, nigga? You just fucked up.
Yeah. That's fucked up shit.
You just fucked up.
Hell yeah.
That shit called Lynchburg, though. I was like, man, hell no, man. You look that shit up, you be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to look that shit up tonight, man, right after this show. You know what I'm saying?
And you will never know this shit in Cleveland, though. That's what I'm tripping.
Damn, you're going to find it. You're going to find it, because that's what the fuck we do, man. You know, I like to say thank you to my motherfucking man, Eastside. You know what I'm saying? New Life Team Takeover, man, Cleveland. In the motherfucking building. We had fun tonight on Hood Talk Radio. I hope y'all took some of those topics that I told y'all to check on them, learn some new shit. Some of y'all niggas in Cleveland, learn about Lynchburg, stay the fuck out of there. I'm gonna learn about that motherfucker too. And we just might have a show on Lynchburg. So y'all know what it is. It's Hood Talk Radio with your boy E Max. We had Chiefs, we had East Sides. And we had you out there. We'll be back Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio. If you got music, send it to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Y'all know what the fuck it is. It's your boy E-Max. And we the fuck out. Peace, y'all. Peace.